it's very frustrating. I mean, it's something that we've been fighting for since we lost Jimmy. And to get this close and then to be told that it's going to be put on sort of the back burner, and we've got no date of when it's going to become law, frustrating is a word that can be used.
What do you feel has led to the delay in this?
I'm not sure, to be quite honest. I know that there was... They didn't know whether they were going to include poppers in the ban, but they then decided that they wasn't... that they wasn't to be included because they don't actually have a psychoactive effect. So they're... You know, taking those doesn't affect the brain. It affects the body. So, you know, that was the initial reason. But then that all seemed to be ironed out last week. So as far as we was concerned, it was coming into place on the 6th of April. And, you know, so I don't know. They're concerned that it's going to be, they're going to lose revenue with taxes or what it is.
To put this into the ultimate context, if this act had been enacted when your son was alive, he would still be alive today. That would be your feeling.
He would. If they had had the laws in place that we had from August 2010, Jimmy would still be here. That is the bottom line. He wouldn't have been able to get hold of those products over there.
And the situation is now that another family, another mother, could potentially have to go through what you're going through on a daily basis.
Yes, and that is a reality. That is happening on a daily basis. Every day we're hearing of different families that are getting affected in one way or another by these legal highs. So, you know, they really do need to sort of pull their socks up and get on with this.